The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it is Tuesday with Timmons, Congressman William Timmons on our guest line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Terry, good morning. I'm doing great. I'm at home in South Carolina. Couldn't be happier. Great to be with you.
Good to have you. So when do you guys, you say you're at home, when will you head back to D.C.?
The vote is tonight. It's scheduled for 6:30. So, not long lived, but I will be coming right back, still working out the plans on that. But they are passing a debt limit extension, $480 billion. That'll push the debt ceiling all the way until December or possibly even early January. Leader McConnell in the Senate agreed to the extension, and he did it to essentially say, I'm not doing this again. This is you have to use reconciliation to lift it if you want to spend trillions of dollars sprinting towards socialism. So this was the last time that any Republican will allow it. I think in the future they're going to have to raise it on a partisan line vote.
Well, so let's dive into that for just a minute. Why do you think the minority leader agreed to do that?
So the implications of the United States defaulting on the debt are catastrophic. It would really destroy not only our economy, but the global economy. It could kick off a global recession. And Leader McConnell said, I've been telling you this for months. We're not going to vote. You're going to have to use a reconciliation to do it. It's happened before. It's going to happen this time. And essentially they waited so late, and then they tried to put all this pressure and whine about the fact that they didn't want to do it that way, because it's a really tough vote, because they actually have to set a number. If you suspend it with 60 votes in the Senate, you can say we're going to suspend the debt ceiling until this date. But when you do it through reconciliation, you have to set a number. So they're spending all this money, and that vote would be brutal, because they're going to say they're going to have to suspend it to $32 trillion, $33 trillion, whatever the number is. And there's nobody in Washington wants to vote for that. So they're going to have to do that in December or January. Or the alternative, and I think Leader McConnell has said, if they want to start engaging in bipartisan policymaking, he would entertain it. But they're not going to do that, because the extremists control their party.
Yeah. Take just a minute, Congressman, and just really simple layman's terms, tell us why the debt ceiling is important.
It's remarkable to me that we even have to have this conversation. For the same reason that 95% of Americans have a credit limit on their credit card, because you don't need to have – all of the world has told you that you can't spend more than a certain amount of money. And while Americans have to live within their means, Congress apparently wants to just spend into oblivion. There's people in Washington that have adopted what's called modern monetary theory. They believe that debt doesn't matter, that we can spend trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, and nobody's ever going to have to pay for it. This year, our interest payment on the debt is going to be around $400 billion. $400
wow.
billion. Dollars. So just to put that in perspective, in 2001, when we were attacked on 9/11, our entire military budget was a little bit over $400 billion.
Wow.
So we are spending much more on the military right now. We're spending $750, $770 last few years, $1 billion. The entire discretionary budget in South Carolina is $8 billion. So, our interest payment is $400 billion. It's crazy.
Mm. Wow. And no talk of even considering balancing the budget. I mean, that's a conversation we haven't had in forever.
And this is I'm having it all the time in Washington. We're just not getting very far. But So what everybody doesn't appreciate is that this whole 3.5 reconciliation package that they have has a bunch of things in it, like expanding dental for Medicare, universal pre-K. The list goes on and on. There's things that, again, I think universal pre-K is probably a pretty good idea, but the federal government shouldn't pay for it because the states should be responsible for educating the future generations. And what people don't realize is, yeah, $3.5 trillion, but we're not going to take that away.
Yeah.
Congress is not going to provide these benefits, these entitlements. And then when the reconciliation runs out in 5 years, we're not going to stop giving money to the states for universal pre-K should this pass. So it's way more than $3.5 trillion, and it compounds over time, so our debt just continues to rise. And again, in 2010, I always go back to this, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, he testified before Congress that our greatest national security threat was our debt and Congress's inability to spend within its means. In 2010, our debt was at $11 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're now at 28 and change, and we're sprinting to 50.
Wow.
It's totally
it just keeps growing.
It's wild.
It is amazing. All right, let's switch gears for just a moment here, and let's talk about the jobs report that came out last week. Not exactly what Joe Biden was wanting, I don't think, but yet he still tried to spin it somewhat positive, that he still believes we're headed in the right direction. How could you possibly believe that?
I don't. They're not even trying to circle back. I keep joking. They're just lying. They're just lying. I mean, but again, we've been paying people for 16 months to stay home. We've disincentivized the need for work. Government programs have expanded, and again, government programs want to continue to expand through this reconciliation package. He is disincentivizing the return to work because of vaccine mandates, because of mask mandates. He is disincentivizing businesses to invest because of the proposed tax increases. Everything that he's doing is facilitating economic downturn, whereas when President Trump was in the White House, everything he did facilitated economic investment.
Yeah.
He reformed the tax code to make us more competitive in the global economy. He decreased regulation to make it easier to invest. I mean, this is the world we're living in. We've got three and a month more of this, but
yeah.
We got to make a turn at the midterms and get a Republican speaker into the House, because we need to have a check on the president's policies, and it can't happen soon enough.
Yep. Yeah. We have got to slow this down. I want to ask you here. Yesterday, Fox News had a report that there's $100 million worth of border wall materials just outside of La Jolla, Texas, that's just sitting in fields, and evidently we're paying contractors about $5 million a day not to work. You mentioned a minute ago Joe Biden paying people not to work. Why? Help me out here, Congressman. If the materials are bought and paid for, they're there, and Fox News reported that this would build 14 more miles of the wall, why would you not go ahead, and I get maybe the president doesn't want to spend additional money towards a wall, I can understand that, but if it's already there, ready to install, and you're paying the people to install it, why would you not pursue that?
There's a lot of different ways to look at the amount of money that we are spending on border wall to not construct it. The number I've heard when I was in D.C., I guess a week or two ago, is $2 billion, $2 to $2.5 billion. So we
Wow.
entered into contracts to perform work. There are machines that are sitting on idle, unused. There are men and women that are there to do their jobs that are staying there. And they have to stay there because they're under the contract. They won't get paid if they're not ready to go. So they're ready to go. We could continue constructing the border wall with the sign of a pen, but why we're not doing it is because everything that Donald Trump did in the eyes of Joe Biden and the crazy Democrats in the House was bad. It doesn't matter what it was. It was
yep.
bad. So
yep.
all they're trying to do is dismantle anything that President Trump did. And they're blinded by hate. and their policies have no foundation in reality. That's the world we're living in right now. But the good thing is they can't even agree with themselves, so they're having a tough time getting anything done.
We just have to work hard and get to next November and make some changes, as you said, so we have a new speaker and get control of this madness. Congressman, it's always good to speak with you. I hope you're not scheduled to fly Southwest Airlines back to D.C. what a mess that has been.
Well, it's not just Southwest. United has canceled flights. American's canceled flights. I have pilots and flight attendants calling me from all over the district that are furious that they're being forced under an unconstitutional vaccine mandate from President Biden to get the vaccine. And it's not what President Biden did is not legal. It's just not legal. Yep. And we got to figure out a better path forward because the current one is not working.
Yep, that is for sure. Always good to have you. Be safe as you head back to D.C. We'll talk again next week.
Be well. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Sure thing. Congressman William Timmons.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.